David, we're talking about the Africa Championships coming up in Kenya. Would you want to give us a comment as to what arrangements have been done so to successfully host the event?
Yeah, thank you very much. I want to say that we have a committee, a very the committee, the local organizing committee is in place with various directors, making sure that all the arrangements are in place. May I head that committee as the chief executive officer for the African Championships, and we expect all the countries in Africa to be in attendance. By the time I was leaving for London, we had already got 40 countries already that has brought in their preliminary entry forms. So we are looking forward to a big championships.
So these are the countries that they've not submitted their names forward. What are you doing? Are you giving them a push or somebody is doing a follow-up?
Oh yeah, what we did was to extend our deadline for submitting the preliminary entry forms for the countries that have not done so. And I must say the response is very good. We extended the deadline for 30th of this month, that is up to end of this month. We expect all the countries to have returned their preliminary entry forms, and I'm glad they are responding, because by the time I was coming here, about six countries had said that they're going to bring by next week. So maybe before the end of the month we shall have a full house from Africa.
Which country do you think is going to dominate the championships?
It's very difficult to say which country is going to dominate, because every country is really trying to be the supreme in Africa. So at this time, I don't want to preempt by trying to say which country will do it, but all countries are preparing well, and let the best country win.
Yeah, and this other thing that some top athletes from within the continent, they are not keen on taking part at the Africa Championships. What are you going to do to get them to compete in Nairobi?
Yeah, we've really tried to appeal to the top athletes in Africa to make sure that they come and grace the occasion. They should be proud of being in Africa, because at this particular time we are going to run the championships. There will be no any other event in the world that an athlete may say, I don't want to run here because I'm going to run there because I'm going to be given some money. Because during that same period, even the Europeans will be doing their European championships. All the continents will be doing their respective championships. So the main purpose of selecting the continental team that will go for the Continental Cup in Croatia in Split in September. So Africa will be selecting in Nairobi. That's when Africa also will select the African team. Europeans also will select their team. So any top-class African athlete has no reason to say he or she cannot come to Nairobi.
So those other athletes who don't turn up in Kenya will not be selected for the Intercontinental Championships?
That's for true. That one I can say now in my own capacity as one of the vice presidents of the continent in Africa, that if you don't come to Nairobi, you cannot be selected to represent Africa, because that's where the selection will be done. So if any athlete would like to be in the African team for the Continental Cup, he or she must come and participate in the African Championships.
Now, on another different note now, Kenya is dominated in cross-country running and the marathons. Are you having a selection crisis to pick the team to compete in international events? Because I think you find that you have maybe a dozen athletes in one particular event running almost the same time. What do you do?
No, we have a policy in place, what we call the selection criteria that has been there, and this is helping us, and all the athletes know about it. So we don't have any crisis in selecting the Kenyan team, because the policy is already there. All the athletes know that if I don't do this, if I'm not within this position, I cannot represent Kenya. So they all work hard to make sure that they're in the Kenyan team.
Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.